Hey everybody, I'm Joe. I have 25 years of dog training experience, and I am excited to share my knowledge and talk dogs. Let's get going.
Hey everybody, this is Rebecca with Dog Training 360, and I'm super psyched to talk every week with Joe, have great conversations, and talk everything dog.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dog Training 360. And we are here today to talk about emergency recall. And this topic is one of, I think, Dog Training 360's original. I mean, you're not going to find this anyplace else. And the whole focus around it is how not to have to call your dog. And it's all the things that as dog trainers, Rebecca and I head into clients and we're talking about training, and the things that come up are this. I don't want my dog to run out the door. I want my dog to be able to go from the house to the car without running away, or from the backyard to the car. And they're all the things that keep our dog safe. Not getting hit by a car, not bolting out the door. And it's all these things that we should never have to call our dogs from. So they're the emergency things because they're pretty life-threatening if it goes bad. And a lot of people have experienced that. And we shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to really worry about that stuff. So let's dig into it. Rebecca, talk a little bit about what all that stuff means.
I think you've captured it really well when you say how not to call your dog. The course that we have put together for the safety and emergency recall is super cool because it is quite abstract in yeah. Certain, I mean, I when you said it's a Dog Training 360 original, I've taken a lot of dog training classes from a lot of different trainers all over the country, and this is not taught, this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I think is really interesting about it is through this course, or through this podcast, listening to us talk about this, think about all the times that you would try to call your dog back. So barging out the front door, barging off the front porch, leaving the front lawn when they're not on a leash, and you would call your dog back.
Mm-hmm.
This course, this way of thinking is don't even have that scenario mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? I think it's so revolutionary in a way.
Yeah.
Because most people, I guess to back up a little bit, the way we even thought about this course is we were talking about what do most clients of yours, Joe, ask you for.
Mm-hmm.
And we started having this conversation that so many people want a recall. And when you probe and say, what do you mean about a recall? It's these types of events,
yeah.
barging out the front door, you know, escaping from the backyard through the gate, mm-hmm. running out of the front lawn,
jumping out of the car.
Mm-hmm. And as we were discussing it, you said, but that's not a recall. And it took me a minute to catch up to your thinking.
Yeah.
Because a recall is when you're out hiking on the hiking trail
yeah.
and your dog, you know, is a little bit ahead of you and you know, there's a squirrel or something
mm-hmm.
and you recall them to you and they come running back to you.
Yeah.
That's really a recall.
Yeah.
And we have a course for that too. But what your clients are describing when they say they want a recall and it's these safety things, you don't want to have to call your dog
right.
when they're running out into the middle of the street. You want your dog to never run out into the middle of the street.
Right, right.
And so these concepts, these things we teach in this class are all about how to completely have that situation not even arise. So you're
yeah.
not calling your dog
yeah.
out of the street
right.
or after they've escaped from the backyard.
Yeah, yep. So you're teaching your dog to have manners at the front door. we don't run out the front door. So teaching your dogs to not run out the front door, teaching your dog to wait in the car, even when the doors are open and the kids are getting in when you pick them up from school, how to have those boundaries, how to hang out in the front yard while you're gardening and they're hanging out and not chasing people down the road and running across the street and going to greet the other dog, how to have your dog sit on the porch and hang out. And one of my favorite, I mean, she's just a longtime client, and her dog is very famous on her street because he hangs out on the front porch a lot. It's his favorite place to be. And, you know, the delivery people come up and they're a little nervous because there's a dog on the porch. And once they learn that he's just there to say hi and he stays on the porch, nothing takes him off the porch. Ever.
He doesn't have a leash.
He doesn't have a leash on. Nope. He
tied to the porch. No. He just sits
there. And he has his times that he really likes. He asks to go to the front porch and hang out and watch the world go by. And that was something that was very important to her. It's not meaning that, you know, everybody's dog should, you know, sit on the front porch with no leash on, but you know, it was something that was important to her because he enjoyed sitting at and watching out the front door. And so it kind of evolved into, we can sit out on the front porch. And then she's like, well, I don't want to sit out on the front porch all day. And so, but he doesn't run off. Having your dog stay in the yard, there's boundaries and teaching those boundaries. The other one that we do talk about in here is your dog not coming to you in the backyard. And, you know, they just go and you open the door and you call them because we call them, come. And really, your dog should want to come in as soon as they see you. They should come to you. They should come running to you. And so it's not really a come command, and it just doesn't transfer the same way and doesn't really make sense to the dog when I just want to be out here. I don't want to be in the house. And to the dog, it's just all a big space that we exist in, the yard and the house and everything. So it's important to think things differently. I don't want to have to call my dog. I want my dog to not do that. And that's why it's called the safety and emergency recall, is this is how not to have to call your dog, but to teach your dog and you in our videos, how to teach those skills to your dog so that they don't leave the yard. They don't leave running out the front door. You shouldn't have to call them in from the backyard. If they get out the gate, can you teach them to go to the front porch instead of going someplace else? You bet you can. And I've done that with my dogs living in the city until we moved to the ranch, that anytime they went out the gate, they went to the front porch. And so one day, you know, it's inevitable. Gates get left open. I come home and all my dogs are sitting on my front porch, except for one. She was on the neighbor's front porch, you know, so, but everybody was home and everybody was on the front porch. And so, you know, it wasn't this scary, my dogs are out, they're running all over the place, because I've taught those boundaries. We go to the porch, we go to the yard, we go to the car, we go from the backyard to the porch or to the yard or to the car. There's routines and rhythms into it, so that there's all these safety barriers in place, if you will, that we've taught our dogs where to be so that they don't leave and you don't have to have those safety and emergency recalls that become very scary. So through this, think of things differently. Think about how you can not have to do things, and then your dog learns and understands what the expectations are, and there won't be any of those scary, sad moments of dogs being hit by a car or being attacked because it chased a dog and it was not the right dog to be going after. Or you running all over the neighborhood at, you know, as you're trying to get to work and you're running late and your dog's out. Or them bolting out and jumping out the car door when the kids get picked up from school and the car door opens. And if you don't ever have to call them in those scenarios, I think that's pretty good. I sure like it.
Yep.
So as you get, as you're listening to this podcast, think about things differently. Think about maybe a backwards way of thinking about a recall, an emergency recall, and times that you would call your dog, and how can you teach not to do those behaviors that we don't want. But also, hop on over to Dog Training 360. We will be launching this course twice a year this year, and you can get on that, or you can join our subscription program that you have unlimited access to the safety and emergency recall and all of our other training videos in the subscription section of our website. Our goal is to help you train through the eyes of your dog. We want you to go on amazing adventures and accomplish all your dog training goals.